and clap in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, I still don't like it.
You still don't like it? That's the first time you've done it, obviously.
Oh, I think I won't like it if you ever make me do that again. Whew, well covered.
Who are we doing?
This is Co-Pilots.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're recording a podcast. We just started. Got about 40 minutes or so, I reckon. Because they're good.
There or thereabouts.
Good telebops. Yeah, I reckon just shy. Just shy, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon we'll only make it to 39 on the big bit. But yeah, we're talking about foreign stuff. Well, vampires, which is actually foreign, and Glitch, which we exported hundreds of years ago.
And they're actually both quite good, which is nice.
Which is why you get 40 minutes of us talking after the music.
Exactly.
If you don't think it's lucky, we do. We like good shows.
Yeah, but and Christ, do we sift through some shite to get to these good ones?
I don't know what you mean. I fucking loved 1987 Werewolf.
Oh God, do you know what? It had gotten to the point where I'd actually forgotten that we did that.
It was real bad.
Yes. Yes, it was.
But its one saving grace was that it's not a Spaz Entourage.
That is true. Nothing has been, has it? That's the actual... I think it is the ultimate goal of this podcast is to find something that is worse than Entourage. And we haven't found it yet.
What if we find a foreign version of Entourage?
Cool.
Do you reckon it'll be worse if it's in a language that we don't understand? Mm. Or it'll be better because we can look away and not understand what's going
on? Yeah, probably that one. We've got a website. It's the best website in the world. It's copilots.co.uk.
Copilotspodcast.co.uk.
Did I genuinely not say that?
You missed out the word podcast.
Okay, well, I meant to include it.
Otherwise, it probably takes you to like a union of co-pilots.
Copilots.co.uk. Want your own website? Get online with Website Builder. So it doesn't exist.
So I didn't need to include the word podcast like a pleb.
How does copilots.co.uk not exist?
I don't know. Maybe copilots think of themselves as real pilots.
Well, I certainly do.
Yeah, it's going to get you in a lot of trouble one day when they let you on that tarmac.
Amazing. I have found there is an app called Copilots. I'm going to give you 3 guesses. I want you to tell me what the app Copilots is for.
The other podcast.
No. So that's one. Give us another one.
Is it an app that replaces the start procedure clipboard that all co-pilots hold while the pilot does the real important work?
Not quite. Have a final guess and then I'm going to tell you what it does. I'll give you a clue.
What do you mean not quite?
I'll give you a clue. It's not... I don't know how they got to this.
Is it SatNav for pilots?
No. So, Copilots. And the strapline to the Copilots app is a happy childhood with two homes. Copilots is an app that makes it easy for divorced parents to follow the child's everyday life and plan between the two homes. I mean,
that is...
it's genuinely a good idea.
Yeah, so when I said... all of that stuff about it being an app for like to replace the clipboard in a plane.
Go on.
And you said not quite.
Yeah, well, it's not quite.
The fuck did you? it's not remotely.
Yeah. Well, it's still the same, isn't it?
Not quite implies a level of closeness that is.
Well, I mean, there's a clipboard, so there's probably a clipboard function in the Copilot's app. I imagine. We should look to them for sponsorship. That's what we do.
But I said, if I said we were quite similar, you'd tell me to fuck off.
Yeah, quite rightly.
Yeah, no, see, there you've used the word quite correctly.
Quite is a weird word, isn't it? Because it can mean, like, a little bit, but also, like, exactly
it could
that.
Mean you misspelled... And it can mean that you've misspelled quiet.
That's very true.
I did love that film, The Quiet Place.
The Quiet Place.
Very good film.
Autocorrect change it to The Quaint Place, where it's just wandering around Downton Abbey in nice silks and dresses, and then some aliens come out and rip you to shreds because you make too much noise.
Oh, so The Quiet Place is an alien film. And Downton Abbey isn't.
Oh, no, sorry, yeah, I got that.
No, I don't want to watch either of them.
I got that the wrong way around, yeah. Wait, we're doing Downton Abbey, aren't we? Or have we done it? I can't remember.
We're doing it.
Are we?
Next year.
With, oh yeah, Bridgerton. That's a good pairing, I suppose. That's a shame I have to watch Bridgerton.
Yeah, and maybe we could do some foreign stuff. But I'm sure we'll discuss that at another point.
Yeah, I'm sure we won't refer to us having written something quite offensive on the spreadsheet.
That was quite you.
You are quite a gun.
Yeah. Correct. Less useful.
I'm trying to do the social things. At Real Co-Pilots on Twitter, at Real Co-Pilots on Facebook, and on Instagram. We are Co-Pilots Divorce App. That's obviously a joke. We are the Real Co-Pilot Podcast.
And that's all the important ones.
Yeah. Now, get this in your ears. That felt very strange doing it that way around.
Yeah, I really don't like it when you make me do the counting.
Yeah, you're not very good at it. That's why. You fail to control me. I clap loads.
Yeah, but I just have to find the one that roughly matches mine.
Because
in more recent episodes, I've had to do a lot of faffing to make the audio line up.
Oh, good. Well, that's... I'm deliberately going to talk out of time, then.
It's not talking out of time. Because I think that's just going to make it
really difficult for you. But that's not fun to sit. It's not quite as hot today, which is nice. I've actually got my windows closed. And I'm not dripping with sweat. Which is very pleasant in this very mild October.
That's not like you. Oh, I suppose it is October.
It is, you know. You don't want to get too warm, do you?
I can't believe we haven't recorded since July.
I know. Mad at 8. I tell you who never gets too warm. Vampires. Except when they go out in daylight.
Then they get
in which case, they very much get very warm.
Yeah. So should we just jump straight into vampires?
I mean, fuck it. Why not? I mean, I accidentally mentioned it, so... vampires, or the French pronunciation, vampire, I think. I've just realised...
Why in it?
You know, we do all this very thorough research for this show. I've just looked at my research
page. Did you not know it was French?
Which... What? I'm on my research page, or as I, you know, it's otherwise known, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia!
And I'm realising there's not fucking much on it.
No, there isn't, is there?
No, there is not. I really quite like this.
So did I, after the first... So I watched like 2 minutes of it with the dubbed version, because I was just like, that's what it's given me.
Oh no, that's disgusting.
And then I noticed that the dub isn't very good.
It never is. It never is. We started watching a film last night, which is mostly in Italian, and it started the dub, and I paused it. I was like, I'm not having this. I put it straight back to the original Italian audio, because it's just so much better.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes they're passable, but this was just there. It was quite monotone. So I was just like, oh, I'm not... I've listened to more emotive audiobooks.
Yeah.
And when you start noticing, like, they've tried, but the lip sync's not quite there.
Mm.
And for no reason, I was like, but they're in France. Why are they speaking English? And I always find with a subtitled one, it makes me pay more attention.
Yeah, definitely, because you have to, if you're having to read it.
You know. Yeah, like I definitely pay attention to every show we do, and there are not times... You describe a scene that I have no idea existed.
Oh yeah, no, that happens.
That never happens.
That happens with me a lot.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's not that a subtitle show is better, it's also that this was a good show.
Yeah, that really did help.
That helped. Because otherwise, I have watched subtitle things where I've gone, yeah, I don't care, and just not paid attention, and just been like, well, there's some babbling in the background, I don't know what it means, but I'm sure they're talking about me. Because I'm a narcissist.
If you like this, you should really watch a film called Raw. Do you remember I came to stay with you once and there was the poster on the tube and I got really excited?
Is that Cannibal Girl?
Yeah, the yellow poster with the girl.
Was there something about that show that they thought it was so real that they were worried that she was actually a cannibal?
Well, there were reports of people fainting when it premiered at Cannes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they are normally of a tough disposition, the film lot at Cannes.
Yes and no. but no, because if you liked this, then you really, really need to see Raw. I think it's like a French-Belgian co-production.
Oh, of course you're recommending something that's part Belgian.
Obviously. But yeah, I think it's a few quid on Amazon Prime, and it is worth it because it's just so fucking good. Actually, it won't tell me how much it is because I bought it when it came out. I was so keen to watch it.
Not keen enough to go to cinema, though.
It wasn't actually showing in any cinemas around me, which was really annoying. Like, there were loads of posters for it in London. I was like, oh, fuck, I wish I'd lived a bit closer so I could just watch it in the cinema, but...
That's the thing. You don't live that far away.
Not well.
But it's not like a pop up and see a film.
Yes, yeah, and probably not just to go to the cinema, go up to London for the day. Although, for the right film and the right cinema, I think I would do that actually. Like, if they ever showed like The Prestige or The Prince Charles or something, because I've never been to The Prince Charles.
Raw is really £6.
It's worth all 600 of those pennies.
Oh, whoops, I bought it.
Yay! It's really good. It's actually also really funny. Like, it's quite... Yeah, it is, like, graphic and a bit... Ooh, that feels a bit funny, but
The thumbnail it's showing me is just people covered in blood.
Yeah. That's right at the start, though, so it's not giving too much away. But yeah, Vampires is very much like Raw, except a little less extreme. But, it's what's her name? It's Martha Radescu. Is presumably she's been a vampire for a while. She's bringing up two kids. I think her name's it's spelt Doina, but I would pronounce that Dwana. And Andrea.
I'd never even considered it. Because I've seen it written down. I'm like, no, no.
Well, I think because OI generally makes a wah sound in French, so I think that would probably be one. I don't know. I could even be wrong. But they're vampires, but I think it's alluded to that they're not quite, her kids aren't quite vampires.
I got the feeling it was being alluded to that they were born rather than made.
Yeah.
Rather like, I know that obviously all vampires are born at some point, but they're born with an awareness of vampires and they're taking pills to not be vampires.
Yeah.
Sort of, for most of it, and then a bit at the end they don't. Well, Andrea, is there an S?
Andrea.
No. Yeah. He just, like, gives up on things because he's like, oh, look, we're not a vampire because I stopped taking my pills and I can still go in the daylight. So, cool story, bro. Don't tell that to your sister because she's gonna... she want that blood.
He figures out that he says he's not taken his pills, which are supposed to suppress his sort of vampiric tendencies for years. So Dwana then stops taking them as well, and actually it's
and almost instantly
bites the girl she fancies. No, there's a period because she's been gets these rashes and stuff, which is presumably because of these pills that she's taking. But then once she stops taking them, her skin clears up and she's like, you can tell she just feels a lot happier. But then she just, right at the end, bites the girl she loves, which is, I was like, okay, the girl, the boy, she's sort of
yeah, I was
at swimming pool.
I was going to correct you on that, but then I couldn't. just didn't care enough. But, and there's also the scene in the gym where she just like smacks that mouthy little bitch.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? She does the Superman punch off the fucking bars. It's awesome.
Yeah. And then there's the whole... No, I moved on my chair.
Sure you did.
I'm a professional. I wouldn't fart on the podcast.
Again.
But when they go to the zoo, seemingly, like, out of nowhere...
Oh, just yeah. Like, that,
we should go to the zoo and just fuck up some animals.
That scene okay. is wild. Her and her older siblings. They're like, yeah, come on, we're going to go and go out for a night. So they get on the scooters and fuck off. Get to a zoo and then out of nowhere, her sister's just eating a peacock. I really
That's
like
the thing.
That.
This is like, I think I get the feeling it's a similar sort of idea to Twilight where they're not like, they're vegetarian vampires.
Yeah.
So they drink animal blood and don't kill people.
Because there's a scene where the older sibling, I can't remember his name, but he comes back.
He works
and he's
in an abattoir.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I've got some Kobe beef blood. Or, does he say Kobe or Wagyu? I can't remember. I can't remember which way around it is, because one of the words is just the Japanese word for beef, but the other is the sort of the beer-fed cow meat. I think Wagyu is just the generic term for beef, and then Kobe is the sort of, you know, the marbled steaks you see, which is the real fancy stuff. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Aren't really.
Cool.
Steak. Steaks is steaks, and I won't go out of my way to have one.
Yeah, I always do find it a bit mad how mental people go for steaks. Like, because, don't get me wrong, like a nice steak, yes, nice. But it's just a big lump of the same flavour.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, it's the people who are like, yeah, I'm going down Spoons, I'm going to get my steak and my beer, and it's like, you're going to get a steak from Spoons. They can't even do curry right.
You're lucky if it's even vaguely close to a mammal, let alone cow.
Yeah. And now, after Brexit, it's all going to be British beef, so it's going to be shite.
Yeah, that's... well, at least we got... I was going to get quite political then, but I don't think we need to do a political discussion about vampires, do we? Here's the thing.
Well, there seem to be politics in vampires. There has been a falling out.
Yeah, it seems like there's a... we don't know right now... Do you know what? The more I'm talking about this, the more I'm like, I'm going to carry on watching this.
But I yeah.
We don't.
That was a foregone conclusion for me.
We don't know why there is a feud between these two families.
But it seems like it's something to do with... Because it's like every sort of vampire thing. Maybe apart from Dracula, where there's like a big sort of council of vampires who are just like, it's our job to keep it secret.
Yeah.
And if you fuck with us, life is going to be more challenging for you.
Love it. What else does it... So Twilight has that, don't they? They have the weird Italian vampire thing.
Yeah. Underworld has
Underworld's
it.
Underworld's
got
the Elders.
Blade has it.
Does Blade have it?
I think so.
I was thinking about
it. Must do, because they've got, like, vampire again. Clubs.
That is awesome. So that's how you open a fucking film.
That's a fucking
it?
Film. Yeah. But that's the thing. So it must have some level of organisation to have... that infrastructure to put that together.
Yeah.
Because if it was just... It's weird the difference that you see between, like, vampire stuff and werewolf stuff. So werewolf stuff is quite often just, like, a lone wolf. Whereas vampire stuff always has this, like, undertone of, like, really sinister, like, hyper-organized, like, almost like a mafia.
There's a hierarchy of class with vampires, isn't there? Vampirism is... Actually, here's how you link class back to Dracula and that sort of thing. He sucks the blood of peasants, and he's an aristocrat. So he's taking the wealth out of the country, keeping it for himself, and starving his peasants. There you go.
Which I would suspect makes them not a great snack.
Yeah, I suppose.
But it's weird. Like, quite a lot of the... A lot of vampire stuff feel, it's weird, a lot of the stories feel similar. Like, there's a group of vampires who are just trying to, like, live their lives and not kill humans. And then there's a council of people who are like, we fucking love killing humans.
Yeah.
And we're just going to mess with you because you don't want to live like us. Because that's just...
It's familiar, but I think I like that it's set in Paris as well, because what is in the back of my mind is that you've got all those catacombs under Paris, and there's no way this show isn't going down in those catacombs at some point.
Yeah. And then also it's just explaining the smell of Paris.
Yeah.
This is why Paris so often smells so bad.
I really didn't like Paris when I went, and I feel kind of bad because I'm like, well, maybe I should go back and give it another go. But
how old were you when you went?
This is the thing. I was still... It must have been after... I think it was in between uni. Like, years, like, 2 and 3, maybe.
Oh, so you're already a cunt.
Yeah.
There's no point in you going now.
Nah. I don't know. I might...
You'll just like it less.
Yeah, that's true.
Somehow.
No, it was okay. I think what threw me off was my first interaction, like, trying to speak French. The woman, like, got really angry with me and then just spoke to me in English, and I was like, I do okay at French, you know. So I think that just...
I think there's also an element of like, fuck you, I tried.
Yeah, it's like, I think if I came to your country and I said, do you do chips, I mean, that's at least I had a go, you know. But
yeah, do you do frites?
That's what I said. And you know,
and then I pointed at the big sign that said, fuck you, English, we do chips.
And said, that's offensive.
Just pointed and went, yeah, chips. Me like chips.
Why am I saying me like chips?
Because you're an Englishman abroad. I'm sorry, you're a Belgian who sounds like an Englishman abroad.
Yeah. I did really like it. I really liked the school element of it as well. It was like, you know, how she manages to get one over on that fucking dickhead of a girl. And
that's the thing, it's always... It's weirdly interesting to see, in all intents and purposes, a monster in a school.
Hmm.
Not the monsters we get in real life. Actually, much less monsters.
You mean like Harry Potter, less like, you know, not nonsense.
Yeah. More Harry Potter, less Gary Glitter. But it's... Also, have you seen Let the Right One In?
Yes.
It reminds me a bit of that, but less...
brutal.
Yeah.
And sad.
Like, the sort of the pool scene at the end, I was like, oh yeah. Shit, vampires in a pool.
Oh my God, been that there. Didn't even occur to me. Yeah, Let the Right One In's a great film as well.
Yeah, it's a really good book as well.
Oh, have you read it, or is it Audible?
I read it years ago.
Shit.
And then I watched the Swedish film.
Oh,
and
so
then I watched the American film.
Oh, right, so you... Well, they've changed the title. It's called Let Me In, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's less confusing when it's a question and not a demand.
Yeah.
The demand is much more American. Let me in, I've got a gun, is the full title of the film. But that's the American film of that isn't terrible either.
Oh, is it not?
The okay. Swedish one's better.
Yeah. As is pretty much always the case when there's an American remake. I don't know. Oh, I wonder if there is an American remake of something that I prefer. I'm going to have to let that percolate in my brain because I can't come up with it on the spot.
Oh, I did prefer the American version of Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, it wasn't the most recent UK versus US.
That's true, actually. We did leave.
Oh, no. We didn't hate American Cracker.
That's right. That was it.
We just kind of... They're both good.
Yeah.
Which is the best an American show is going to do, really.
I don't know. I really would like there to be one that just absolutely blows it out of the water. And is like, yeah, this is way better. But it's just not happened yet. Yeah, the thing that this has made me excited for is that Julia De Cerno, who made Raw, has got a film coming out very, very soon, her follow up to Raw, and this has just got me very, very excited for it. So, yeah,
that's good. I sort of forget about like foreign language TV. It's so like Brexit. Privileged of me to just be like, Brexit means Brexit, and you fuckers got to keep that TV off of my screen. But like, it's not something I actively seek out. There should be more. I feel like, mate, do you reckon we could fill a whole season of not English TV shows?
I think we could easily that.
Could.
Yeah, absolutely. There was that
right season 8. We got a theme.
Nah, bollocks! Let's do that season 7.
Apart from Wheel some of good Time stuff. And
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but there's some good stuff. Okay, what about half? We'll do half.
Okay, the rest of that. Okay, and so the rest of this that's blank, and then we'll just scramble it with all of this.
Yeah.
Great idea. There was that whole sort of fad, wasn't there, about sort of 10 years ago or so, where all the Scandi Noir stuff started coming over, and everyone was going nuts for that.
Out of curiosity, can you just press undo on the spreadsheet? You've done something, and I don't know what.
I ain't done shit. Oh yeah, I moved some stuff about. There you go. Fixed it.
Thank you. Get off season 7.
Just making sure that we remember to... I've put a reminder that we're going to have some international television by writing the words foreign muck in
Spanish. I wasn't actually going to read out what you said. I was just going to be like, yeah, that's definitely what it fucking says.
No, vampires, very, very good. I really like vampire fiction, and this is wicked.
Speaking of foreigners getting mucky...
Glitch. Ooh. This was a banger as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've already noticed. I just looked at how long we've been recording for. I was like, oh shit, no, these are good TV shows.
Yeah, so where are we? We're in Australia in... How do you pronounce it?
Australia.
No, not that, you twat. Urana, which sounds a bit like Your Honour. Although it's called Victoria. Is Victoria not in New Zealand? That's Wellington, isn't it? I don't know. I'm tying myself up in
knots. Victoria is a state in Australia.
Cool.
So it's Urana in Victoria. You know how America has, like, New York, New York?
Yeah.
It's like that, but less confusing, because they haven't named the city and the state the same thing.
Thanks very much. Well, yeah.
Are welcome.
And also nicked the name from a town up north. That is weird, isn't it, when you think about it? When you think of York, and you think of New York, they're so... It's such an alien concept that they named New York after York.
Yeah. Have you not seen? There's a place on the west coast called fucking Aberdeen. Well, it's just called Aberdeen. It's not called fucking Aberdeen. But...
That's what I'm going to do when I'm Prime Minister. I'm going to start my own country and just everything's going to be named after another town, but it's just called fucking Slough.
Yeah, just towns that you don't particularly like and just fucking in front of it. Yeah, South Dakota, there's an Aberdeen. A city in Washington State. America's so big that it has two Aberdeens. Scotland only has one. Americans are just greedy, to be fair. Like the Australians. We like the Australians.
There's something that does always surprise me about Australia is just how big it is. Because you think of it as, it's just the island. Down at the bottom of the world. Yeah. And it's huge.
But in terms of population, they live around the edges, and then the middle bit is where they have the Hunger Games.
Do you know, Australia, I think this is still correct, Australia has the highest population of wild camel in the entire world.
That is an interesting fact. It also has the most things that aren't human that are trying to kill you.
That is true.
If you include humans, it's America.
Here we go. Australia has the largest population of feral camels and the only herd of dromedary camels exhibiting wild behaviour in the world.
What is camels' wild behaviour? Is it just they're walking partying, about slowly?
Smoking, having a fight, sending dick pics.
Do you know what those camels need? colonizing. So I read it was a meme about Narnia, and it just went like, they ended up ruling Narnia, not for any magical reason, but just because they're British and hadn't been colonized yet. Just like, that really changes the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh god, it does.
Because it's meant to be this whole like, oh, magic. Oh, we just went there and, you know, they needed leaders. And we had rifles.
Sounds a bit invasion-y to me. No, they wanted us to be there.
No, it was a prophecy. Okay.
There were statues of us already there. Were they? Were they? Or did you make them while you were there?
They were there after the locals made them.
anyway, Australia. Glitch. I really like this as well. Like, you know, it's got a little bit of amnesia in it, which I was like, oh, you're starting to lose me. But actually, it
to be fair, it was a logical amnesia. It yeah. seemed to be they had amnesia depending on how long they'd been dead for. Yes. Or in some cases, until they saw a fucking statue of themselves. And then they went, oh shit, that's me. But it was good. I also didn't realise it was going to be Australian.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was going to be American.
I was just, I think I heard the first character talking, and I was like, oh, they've got an Australian in. And then went, oh no, they're all Australian. Apart from that Portuguese guy. Wonder how he got, oh, he was Italian.
I was going to say, he's not Portuguese.
Yeah, he's from Sicily.
Si.
It doesn't matter for episode 2.
Yeah.
He got dusted before it was cool.
So, people start coming up through their graves. And that's the glitch, I guess.
Yeah. Is it 6 or... isn't there one you see at the end?
What?
So there's 6 out that you know about, and then you see one person coming out as they roll the credits, I think. From like an unmarked grave.
I genuinely don't remember the ending of it. Which is strange.
Oh, yeah, I've just read it on Wikipedia. Another man is seen digging his way out of the grave.
It does have that brilliant twist in it. So, a couple of really good twists is that. So, there's a copper who. He finds these people coming out of the graves, and then they're taken to the hospital. That's where he meets them all again and realises that.
Did you think that he was going to know one of them?
It didn't occur to me until it happened, and I was like, ah, yeah, that's a good little twist.
I had a feeling that he'd either have investigated the murder of someone who'd come back and would be like,
oh, nice. Hey,
excuse me, what the fuck are you doing here? Instead, it was his dead wife.
Yeah.
So, similar vibes, but maybe the wife thing's sadder.
Yeah, it makes it all the better when right at the end of the episode he goes home and you realise that he has a new wife who is pregnant.
Yeah.
And explaining that is going to be well
tricky. I sort of saw that coming because I was like, oh, well, you don't seem all that excited. You seem a bit sort of like, oh, fuck, for like the whole episode when you're talking to her. And she sort of says, I want to see my man. She's like, oh, fucking no, you don't. You are staying here where my... new wife will not, maybe girlfriend. I'm assuming new wife because it seems.
I can't remember if she had a wedding ring or not, or even if we saw.
I don't know. I guess wife would make it more like, oh, because she's only been dead like 2 years.
Yes.
I don't know how long the mourning period is meant to be. But I think 2 years seems quite quick to meet someone and move on.
Does seem quick, but then at the same time.
But at the same time, so she's already quite pregnant.
Yeah. But then.
Unless they got married because she's pregnant. In which case, it's a farce and you should get back with Kate.
Oh, that's alright then. Well, I mean, I think, wasn't it? It was Patton Oswalt who. His wife died and then he remarried quite soon after.
And she
that.
Came back from the dead.
And. You know, he got a lot of stick for it. I was like, oh, well, if that's what he wants to do, you know, fair play to him.
Yeah. So. Honestly, I have no issue with it. It's just an issue when your wife comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
I think it's quite an easier explanation. Like, this doesn't happen often.
But yeah, that's, I really like that it's people who've been dead for different numbers of years, so different amount
when,
of time.
Yeah, when I read the synopsis originally, I thought it was six like recently deceased people came back from dead, and I was like, oh, they're going to solve their own murders.
Yeah, be like, there's an event, or yeah, like you said, yeah, a murder or something. But because it's... What do you think... So have you watched any more of it, or have you read any more about it at all?
I haven't. Specifically because I wanted to have a discussion about speculating what it is.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's called Glitch... I mean, Glitch is kind of a techie word, isn't it? So... it.
But there's like also a limit to where they can be.
Yeah. So like,
which makes it feel more magic-y. Actually, it feels kind of Stephen King-y, so it's probably aliens.
Yeah. It's probably disappointingly aliens. So I don't know, it could be the land, it could be the manner in which they
Do you
die?
Think it's going to be something like, so you know in America when they don't want to fuck with like Native American burial grounds and stuff?
Oh, it could be, but they're built on...
It's going to be like
it's
that
an
kind of...
Aborigine burial ground.
Yeah, that kind of thing, and...
That, well, there's, yeah, that definitely could be it.
Because it's definitely, like, it's quite the range of... So they've got a preacher? Or some sort of quite Christian... Well, she's definitely very Christian, because she's like, oh, it's a bloody miracle, it is.
Yeah.
Put a shrimp on that Barbie. And then...
That's what they all say. That's how they actually hang up the phone, don't they? At the end of a phone call, they'll say, all right, see you later. Put a shrimp on the Barbie.
I was listening to something... I think it was a podcast or it was a YouTube video of an Australian man talking, and he said, we don't have a lot of shrimp on Barbies. And I was like, you shut your whole mouth. I don't think you know what you're talking about. I've seen the memes.
I'm English. I don't drink that much tea. What?
Yeah, exactly. Don't ruin people's assumptions about your country.
I don't drink much. I drink way more coffee than I do tea.
I haven't had tea in maybe years.
Is that because you've got no one to say, well, you're up, make me a cup of tea?
Pretty much, it's actually the reason I don't drink much coffee at home as well. It's actually the reason I spend a lot of my time starving.
Yeah, I like this. I don't know if I'm going to watch more of it.
The thing is, I want to watch it until I know why. I feel like this is a one season thing.
Yeah, and it's got three.
Three, but there's no more.
Oh, they have actually stopped it.
It is stopped.
Okay, that makes me feel slightly better.
There's six episode season, so it might not be too much. But I've still got a feeling that maybe at the end of season one they'll figure out why it's happened. His old wife will find out about his new wife, and they'll have a fight, and the winner gets to keep the baby. I don't really know how adoption works in Australia. I'm assuming
I think that's exactly it. Except then, there's probably a few more forms than that before you do that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not... So there's other characters there that I'm not that interested in.
Yeah, like the Irish guy. I don't really care about him.
The thing, he seems to be there almost to remind you that people used to be racist.
But
and probably still
to.
Are. But the fact that he's just so like open and casual about it because he doesn't know it's a problem now.
Well, I think you might have hit it on the head. Like, perhaps because there's a statue of him, he originally founded the town. And then...
And he suggests that he's back for like revenge and retribution.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, he was like, oh, I died young in the 1800s, and it's like, yeah, you're 57's not bad.
For, yeah.
For an Irishman and that much sun.
Yes.
That's the thing,
just so
it seems
sense.
Like they're the two sort of main, what do you call them, glitches, deados?
Deados, I think, is the official term, yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, zombies.
It's true, yeah.
If we mean technically. But you can't just number them 1 to 6 and call them Jesus 1, Jesus 2. you could, actually.
See, here's the weird thing, is that...
Oh, I wonder if it's going to be disgustingly religious at some point.
Possibly. There was a French TV show, which...
About vampires?
It's not about vampires, but it is basically... It's a very similar plot, so it's like... In this town, there are some people who have died, and then they just... come back to their normal lives. And there's...
That's weird. Is that like is that something like The Returned? Or... Because they went... As people who went missing?
I've just sent you a link for it, and it is the original The Returned, the French TV series. Based on the 2004 film, so not the good American film, they come back. That was a film.
Man, that is... Oh, what should we call our film? What did they do? Well, they came back. Oh, that'll do. Nailed it. That's interesting.
Mm. It sounds very, very similar. But, yeah, I liked this, but I don't think I... I think I just preferred vampires a little more.
I preferred vampires a lot more because I think Glitch would be an interesting film. If you gave me like 2 hours of them being like, these three people came back from the dead, let's resolve, because they kill one straight away. They just go, oh no, you can't leave the town. And then there's two to resolve. That would be a good film. But I think 6 seems like quite a lot to deal with. Well, 7. Well, yeah. 6, because they killed one straight away.
That does bolster what we're saying about, you know, how it's in my about the actual town and the colonisation of the town, is that because he can't leave it. So that does check out.
I think it's probably going to be when the Irishman died, he put a curse on the town. And he was like, oh, we're back in 106 years or something. Anyway, I almost scrolled down and just read all of the synopsis.
Yeah, I'm going to actually shut the page so I don't do that.
Yeah, I think I might watch it and see what their explanation for why they're back is. And if they haven't explained it by the end of season 1, I'm going to fuck it off.
Yeah, that sounds fair. And then you can report back, tell me if they do that, and then I'll watch it in 6 years' time.
Oh, shit. So I've just... Series... 2 follows James and the Risen as they begin to unravel the mystery of how and why they're back, so they don't explain it in season 1. But their journey of reconciliation, romance and revenge is soon disrupted by a new and even more lethal threat, which is bad for civilization. Only one person can stop it. I bet they're already dead. Yeah, so based on that slight summary...
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. Because that's like we've got to a vaguely, perfectly good resolution point, and
we've been renewed for season 2.
And Space Beam. Mate, I might give it the first season, because I quite like the cast as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they are quite watchable, aren't they?
They're not irritating. And there's some people I recognise, I think.
Oh, really?
I think the lady who plays the Doctor is the voice of Moira.
In Overwatch, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, because she turned up in a bunch of other stuff that we've watched.
Wait, she's not Australian, though?
No, she's British.
What else was she in?
The Matrix. She's also Mon Mothma.
Wait.
In Revenge of the Sith. And Rogue One.
No way.
And she's in Tolkien, which I watched recently.
Oh my god. I had no idea she was Mon Mothma.
Yeah, and she's... So, some of the shows that we've seen her in...
The Fall? Have we done The Fall? We haven't, have we?
Yeah.
Did we?
No, we've done The Fall. She's in Spooks, The Fall. Have we done episodes? I feel like we have, maybe.
I don't think so.
Oh, we haven't done Midsummer Murders, we've done all of the other ones. And Tin Star. She was in Tin Star.
That's liked. It. That's the
we one. Liked, but never watched more of.
Officer Wirtz. In The Matrix. I don't recognise... Oh, her. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Good shows all around.
Yeah. Vampires ever so slightly better. What's next?
For that our is Halloween a special? Question.
Would you like
to so the Halloween special is... Yeah, take it away. Yeah, you tell them.
October Faction, which I've heard nothing about, and Ragnarok, which I'm worried that I might have already watched an episode of it and really not liked it.
That's fine. We don't have to like every show, it just makes the episodes longer.
Yep. It's all about length.
That's not what I've been told, luckily.
Yeah.
But then I've been lied to before, so...
By me, every time I said, I quite like you.
But that's the only reason we still do the podcast. That and all the money.
Oh, yeah. All that sweet, sweet dollar we're making off of this. Right.
Yeah, but I just like discovering new and good TV shows and somewhere to slag off Entourage. Well, that's the end, isn't it?